Well, yay!
Right.
Yes. So, what I had planned on talking to you about is about five books that will help you be a better human. But I came up with a better idea. And I decided to talk about that. I mean, personal enlightenment can wait. But I'll write about it on my blog, on blogs.pearl.org. Instead, I want to completely hijack this talk to talk to you about EVE Online. So, this is the game that I play with, you know, internet spaceships, and it's player versus player. It has a very complex economy, and it's very pretty, and it's actually spreadsheets in space. It's got, you know, huge scaling differences between the ships. That's all to scale. And there are tens of thousands of players online at any moment. They can have with player alliances that can have thousands of people in them, and they can control huge amounts of territory. And player conflict is a huge part of the game. It's player conflict, player driven. Because there are players involved, there is... oh, I just crashed. Well, there is propaganda. And where there is propaganda, there's propaganda because there are two major sides that started up. There's the Band of Brothers, who are the elite of the elite. And they fly around. They've been playing the game for years. They fly around in these big mobile pwn wagons. They're out to get you. And then Goonfleet joined. And they basically are like, well, we stink, but we have an awful lot of people. Well, what can we do? We can wait until Keynote comes back up. All right. We can, yeah, get a Mac, it just works. They have propaganda. So they have to use all these people that they have that have only played for a few weeks and have the skill, and they literally have propaganda like this. You know, our enemy surrenders to us because their alliance leader quit because after the members refused to fight since they didn't feel safe because of the embarrassing loss when the support fleet attacked due to bad reconnaissance after the scout was killed because he couldn't run away because you had him tackled. One little player in amongst thousands could have a huge effect. Every ship counts, is their point. Be part of something big, even if you're something small. For God's sakes. Yeah. So the important thing is it's talking about you, what you can do, you as an individual, you as the big, you know, part of the mob. Another one is, my ship costs less than your ammunition. My modules were all picked off of rats. I don't even think my weapons are loaded. I'm about to ruin your life. Welcome to the fleet. So they ask the question. It's okay to suck is basically what that's saying. So who are the real heroes of the swarm? Well, it's the swarm. It's the individuals. It's the all the little guys that the big people wouldn't be around if not for. So I thought, well, Pearl needs some propaganda. My module doesn't use strict. My tests only work on my machine. I don't think my pod is valid. I'm about to solve your problem. Welcome to CPAN. My company made millions after we got written up in Wired when our traffic increased by 1,000% because our website stayed up after we switched to Plaque when a dev saw it in the docs because it was added to the C also after you patched them. Every patch counts. Be part of something big, even if you're small. Thank people for bug reports. Make it easy to submit doc patches. Appreciate the hundreds of people that we rely on to use Pearl and make small contributions that all contribute to the larger whole. Appreciate the people that donate $10 to TPF. Talk about how you fit in, how you can contribute. Talk about you. Empower the individuals and glorify the small. Thank you.